With Garbo in Palm Springs. We're at the resort, the one with the 41 pools, and it's night, so if we were up in the swaying fronds of a palm tree, the ground would stretch before us, a green freckled thigh against a dark sheet. But Greta and I are inside, perched on the edge of the bed, watching my wife sleep. She's beautiful, we agree. And my daughter, too, their blonde hair spread against the pillow like a silk scarf in a silent movie. Though now Greta's impatient with all the watching, the kid especially, so we go outside to smoke her cigarettes, to lean our backs against the white adobe walls, and kiss for as long as it takes. The electronic lock clicks behind us, a set of perfect teeth, and I'm chasing Greta across the lawn with its lemon trees I can smell in the dark, past the lounge chair where someone's abandoned the sort of wide-brimmed hat meant to keep us young, over the patio still warm as skin from the sun's relentless shining, toward the place where she's already slipped off her dress and climbed into the water, side-stroking with one arm and holding her smoke aloft with the other. And if I say it's a dream, it will have no power. And if I say it's real, no one will ever believe me. But can't it be both? I want to rub my body against her perfect one. So I do. All my nubbly parts sanded down against the smooth monument of her form, ageless as the desert once was before we came here and turned it into a golf course. Now only my hunger, its vast, unquenchable fury, interrupts the glow of each long leg as she traces egg-beater circles in the blue depths beneath her.